pointing to Blake Griffin and their view going out of his way to, you know, physically bump Mike D'Antoni as he went by. And the Clippers are talking about having Rocket players come in, barge into their locker room, cross a line that has rarely ever crossed in the league.
Woj is also reporting Houston forward Trevor Ariza remains described as the most aggressive and determined to get into LA's locker room, with Chris Paul and James Harden viewed as trying to slow him down. Today on ESPN's Outside the Lines, three-time gold medal winning gymnast Allie Raisman blasted USA Gymnastics, said the organization ignored the sex abuse allegations made against former medical director Larry Nassar, and even threatened her to be quiet. Nassar, accused by 125 women since 2016, faces 40 to 125 years in prison for sexual abuse. Saints quarterback Drew Brees says he does not plan on testing NFL free agent market this year or waiting until the new league year starts in March to sign a new contract with New Orleans. Retired NASCAR driver Dale Earnhardt Jr. says he's interested in becoming a minority owner of the Carolina Panthers. College basketball about to get underway on ESPN-TV, number 3 Purdue and Wisconsin.
Mike Golic here. Coming up Wednesday, we're joined by the new head coach of the Oakland Raiders, John Gruden. Plus, we'll talk conference championship with Damian Woody Wednesday on Golic and Wingo, 6 Eastern, ESPN Radio, ESPN 2.
So, Sarah, you know, one of the toughest things about being on tour, honestly, is sleeping in a bunk area with a bunch of guys that all snore. It's crazy. It's impossible. I love my beauty sleep. A night of snoring puts me in such a bad mood in the morning.
Your beauty sleep. I love it. You know, I've been listening to ESPN Radio enough to know that you should have told the guys to get a Zipa. It's estimated that 90 million people in the U.S. snore, which means there's tens of millions of people like you on the tour bus that didn't get to sleep at night because they sleep next to a snorer.
You don't have to put up with it anymore. Get a Zipa. It's so easy, and when you do, the snoring is gone.
Go to the Zipa website. You'll see hundreds of five-star reviews, even a news story about snoring devices, with Zipa being the only one that worked. So if you want to stop snoring, you need to get a Zipa. Don't be fooled by the knockoffs. Zipa's the only one with a patented tongue band. Go to ZYPPAH.com and get a Zipa. Easy to remember because Zipa is happy Z spelled backwards. Go to ZYPPAH.com. That's Zipa.com.
How is it that Pennzoil in your engine makes you feel this? Or how this takes your mind to this? It's because to us, performance is more than just a word. It's the ultimate goal. And whether you do it yourself or you get your oil changed at a shop, Pennzoil synthetics give you complete protection for top engine performance. Make the switch today.
Introducing McDonald's new $1-$2-$3 menu with favorites for $1, $2, or $3, like the McChicken, the Bacon McDouble, the Happy Meal, and...
A weekend getaway with the husband and kids?
No. But the $1-$2-$3 menu could help you save for one.
Especially if we leave the kids at home.
With Grandma, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Build whatever meal you want with favorites on McDonald's new $1-$2-$3 menu. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
So this house is in a great neighborhood and walking distance from one of the best schools.
And what are they asking?
The asking price is only 24 years of really, really hard work.
Wow, that sounds like a lot.
Well, the house across the road just sold for a few years more.
While other insurance companies just see a house, we see the home you've worked really hard for, so why not give it the protection it deserves?
Tell you what, why don't we offer 23 years with a fast close?
We're gonna need to sleep on it.
Yeah.
State Farm. Call an agent today.
With sponsor help, Ganassi brings McMurray back for some Xfinity races.
My take on that is to have fun, and then you also hope that maybe there's something you could learn.
I'm Woody Kane. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Welcome back to Sports View. Next topic. Is it really all about power? Makes me think of Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Gives you the power to find options based on your budget. Let's go to Chuck for an irrelevant analogy.
Man, back in the day, people didn't ask how many oranges are in the crate. They just took the oranges. They didn't say, are there 6, 7, 12, 15, whatever. It was just oranges. You get me?
We get you, Chuck. In a word, oranges.
Give it to us straight with the Progressive Name Your Price tool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here they come. 3 wide for the lead of the back straightaway.
There's only one.
Here comes Kyle Larson. He'll dive to the bottom on Truex.
Great American Race.
Daytona Beach has so much NASCAR history.
Celebrating 60 years of speed.
Jimmy Johnson continuing to show the way.
And suspense.
The move is going to come. The question is, who will be the first to make it and when will it happen?
The 60th annual Daytona 500.
Hamlin to the bottom of Johnson. Now Bowyer shoves Logano to the lead.
February 18th on the Motor Racing Network.
After three seasons with Chip Ganassi Racing in the Xfinity Series, DC Solar plans to add some cup races on both its cars in 2018 and get Jamie McMurray back behind the wheel in the Xfinity Series for the first time since 2013. McMurray says he and Kyle Larson are debating which ones they'll run, given a seven-race limit for cup veterans.
I'm going to talk with Kyle, like we each have a few races in that, and maybe move a couple of those around, the tracks maybe that you like more, that you think could benefit you more at. But ultimately, it's just about having a good time and getting the race on Saturdays again.
More details are at MRN.com. Elsewhere, NBC says Dale Earnhardt Jr. will be a contributor to its Super Bowl and Winter Olympic broadcasts before joining their race coverage as an analyst. I'm Woody Kane. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
6:06. Welcome back. Welcome to hour number three of the Todd Bromelkamp Show. And it's so comforting to know that many of you are on the side of right and justice and not dressing your dogs in any type of clothing. 1600 AM, 106.3 FM, that's our South Gym in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids. All with you until 7 o'clock tonight. High school basketball on the horizon on all three frequencies. We urge you to check out KGYMradio.com to find out which game you'll be getting. You are also invited to vote in our poll question there. Who wins tonight's Missouri Valley Conference showdown at the McLeod Center between Drake and UNI? The Bulldogs coming in. The Bulldogs, which I believe the is it Spike Griff? Griff, right? Griff the Bulldog.
I believe he does wear
a sweater, but it's for his mascot duty. So if he has to wear it as part of being the mascot, then I'm going to allow it. Same goes for Colonel Rock at Western Illinois, or for Blue, that's the Butler mascot, who when Iowa was playing Michigan State at the Big Ten Championship game in Indianapolis, some acquaintances of mine and I went to Hinkle Fieldhouse to see Greg Lansing's Indiana State Sycamores playing Butler, and I got to tell you, the highlight of the day outside of actually watching a game in Hinkle Fieldhouse, which is just breathes history, was watching the little bulldog waddle around the court. I'm a dog guy, I'm an animal guy, and I love live mascots, with the exception of exotic animals. So, I don't think like Mike the Tiger is not a big fan of exotic jungle cats being caged up and having people walking by in jerseys with their faces painted whooping and hollering at them. Let me guess. Memphis probably has a live tiger.
Yeah, Tom the Tiger. Yeah. Tom 3.
Okay, not a fan.
Tom 3 lives in a bigger house than we do.
You think 1 and 2 were happy to be in Memphis, Tennessee instead of Malaysia or wherever tigers live?
Yeah, but Tom lives in a mansion and gets fed like a human.
Oh, I have no doubt that the tiger eats better than I do. Although the diet has worked. I'm down to 239 pounds right now. And if you believe that, I've got a tiger in Memphis, Tennessee to tell you. 319-366-1600. So much to get to here. I wanted to talk a little baseball this segment. And so I did what ESPN often does. I created a story that I'm now going to talk about. So this is an ESPN affiliate, and I've learned well. We've only had Stephen A. Smith on the air for a couple weeks here, and I've already taken a page from his playbook. I tweeted out a very hot take with no basis whatsoever behind the hot take, and now it's a segment on my radio show.
Is it about LeVar Ball?
No. Good guess. No, I said I wanted to talk a little baseball here, and we were going to talk Sammy Sosa, and then I thought, how many people actually give two rips about Sammy Sosa? And we may get around to talking about Sosa. Yu Darvish is said to be undecided. And depending on the reports that you're reading, he's either down to three teams or two teams. It's either the Yankees, the Cubs, and the Twins, or it's the Cubs and the Twins for the services of Yu Darvish. My hot take, which I tweeted out and is now the subject of a segment that I am talking about on my radio. So I have created out of thin air. I made a tweet. Now I'm talking about the tweet, and it's.
So this is like Inception that you were talking about a couple of weeks ago.
Basically, yes. And this is how ESPN basically operates nowadays. They have Jeff Goodman. He talks to LeVar Ball. All of a sudden, LeVar Ball says something that isn't an issue, but then ESPN makes it an issue. My hot take, my prediction, is that Yu Darvish will choose to sign with the Minnesota Twins. And that announcement is going to be made sometime later this week. Because the Twins have their fan fest. The Cubs just had the Cubs convention last weekend in Chicago. I went one time. It's a miserable experience. Everybody is just, they're drinking the Kool-Aid at the Cubs convention. It's a lot like Fry Fest, which is a fun, I like Fry Fest. Fry Fest is fun. Cubs convention was just overwhelming. I mean, there were dogs that were dressed in, no, there weren't. The Twins have a history of doing this, announcing big moves right before their Twins Fest. And I remember several years ago, a former coworker of mine and I were headed to Minneapolis for Twins Fest, and they had announced the Justin Morneau and Joe Mauer, the twin signings. I think it was the last year they were in the Metrodome, and it was right before they opened Target Field. And it was huge news, big announcement, and it just grabbed headlines, and it was the perfect way to get people excited about the season and get them excited for Twins Fest. I'm grasping at reasons here between the Yankees, the Cubs, and the Twins. And the only reason at this point that I think the Twins can even be in the conversation is if they're the choice. And if that makes me sound like an elitist, well, good news. I am an elitist. I was called one earlier today on Twitter. Still trying to figure out everything that comes with being an elitist. I don't know whether I get a discount at any area businesses. Please let me know what it's like to be an elitist if you are one as well. But when you look at the names Yankees, Cubs, Twins, okay? Two major markets, one not so major market. Two franchises that recently have been very successful. The Cubs very recently, just within the last 3 years. The Yankees have had a very strong run as well. The Twins, a year removed from having the number one overall pick in the draft. However, they did make the playoffs last year. Why are the Twins in the conversation for Yu Darvish if they're not ultimately the destination? I don't get it. So my hot take, Mike, I'm looking into the crystal ball here. Yu Darvish has decided that he's going to pitch for the Minnesota Twins, and it's going to be announced later this week. And if I'm right, then I'm the Iowa Sportscaster of the Year next year, because nobody's going to have a prediction more out of the blue than that one that comes true. Tell me that I'm not onto something here, because I did a little detective work. And by I did detective work, I read this. Somebody else did the work. I just read it, and now I'm regurgitating it. Another ESPN strong suit.
Wait, so somebody else made this prediction?
No. What I'm about to, the nugget that I'm about to deliver to the listeners, the seed that I'm about to plant in their ears. The Twins just signed Addison Reed to a two-year deal. We talked a little bit about it yesterday because, hey, Fernando Rodney was told he was going to be their closer. And now they've signed Addison Reed, who I think would probably be a better option for the ninth inning than Fernando Rodney, but it's neither here nor there. The Twins, prior to that signing, had never given a multi-year contract to a reliever from outside the organization, had never done it before. Addison Reed has the same representation as Yu Darvish. Do we have the conspiracy music? Is that still over there, or did that go to Knoxville?
I think that's in Knoxville.
Okay. The Unsolved Mysteries theme,
wait,
or whatever
wait,
it was.
Should we? No, that's not.
That's... That, That's still here.
Hey, wait.
Oh, yeah, that's no. Okay. Now let's just step. Oh, yeah, the doorbell.
No, I think the conspiracy theory is gone.
When did we use the doorbell for anything? I don't remember the doorbell. Conspiracy theory, unsolved mysteries, music, whatever it was, is gone. I think Yu Darvish is going to sign with the Minnesota Twins, and I think that announcement is going to be made Wednesday or Thursday because Twins Fest kicks off on Friday. And speaking of the Twins, they are going to be in town tomorrow, the Cedar Rapids Colonel's annual hot stove banquet and the Twins winter caravan stop at the East Bank venue and lounge. Now, I know the Colonels are closed for business today, but as of earlier today, they had about 6 tickets remaining for that event. And I don't know whether they're still available or not. You can go to colonels.com, and if you can still buy them online, then they're still available. If they're not, chances are that the event is sold out. But if you are thinking about going to the event, I think your chances of getting tickets ahead of time, if the window isn't already closed, it is closing quickly. But it's a great time. I was looking forward to going to it. Now I'm going to be home. I don't use the term babysitting, and I hate it when people say that. And that's a public service announcement for those of you who are listening to the program right now who have ever said that to a father. If you ever say to a father, oh, you're babysitting tonight. No, I'm being a father. I'm being a parent. Get bent. That's what I want to tell people.
So babysitting is only when a stranger looks
after... He's my child. I'm a child. I'm parenting. I'm a parent. What do parents do? They take care of their children. Yeah, I'm not some 16-year-old kid making $10 an hour. By the way, what is the going rate for a babysitter? I would like to know this because my wife and I have... We've got questions. We're new at this. He just turned 18 months old, and we're starting to get into that territory where it's time to pay a relative stranger to watch your child, which scares the absolute crap out of me. But I want to make sure that we're paying competitive wages, but we're not going overboard, and then we're not going underboard. It's kind of like tipping the delivery driver who brings you your pizza. You never want to be the guy who just either doesn't tip the driver or throws him a buck. Because I've got this theory that they got a database back at the pizza place where they let you know, or future drivers know, hey, this guy's a cheapskate. And if you deliver pizzas for a living, you can let me know that I'm wrong on the Hertin and Stocker text line, 319-366-1600. My assumption is that you guys talk to one another and you say, hey, that guy over on Wilson, or that guy on 26th Avenue Southwest, little bit of a cheapskate. Maybe take a couple trips around the block, go get some gas while the pizza's sitting on the seat in the car, no big deal, because he's not going to tip you anyway. 319-366-1600. If you are out and about, especially the last couple nights, delivering pizzas to all of the people who were too lazy to go out in the bad weather, kudos to you. And up your nose with a rubber hose if you ordered pizza and then the person came in the snowstorm and then you tipped them $1. Party foul. 319-366-1600. You tell me, Yu Darvish. Where do you think Yu Darvish winds up? Because if it is the Yankees, the Cubs, and the Twins, I just... Okay.
I think it's going to be the Cubs.
Don't do that.
They need starting pitching, and I think that right now the top two teams in the NL Central both need starting pitching, and a lot of Cardinals fans are freaking out that John Mozeliak seems to be and Mike Gersh seem content to go into the season with the ball club that they have right now, which will not be good enough to contend in the NL Central. And if the Cubs can go out and sign a guy like Darvish, who would be their number 3 or 4 starter.
I'm looking at the text line. No, we got breaking news. I'm right. My favorite phrase. I never get tired of hearing it, but Trevor in North Liberty says he used to manage a pizza joint, and everything you are saying is 100% accurate.
So the drivers talk to each other.
Pizza delivery drivers are like women. You have to assume that they talk with one another. Women talk amongst their girlfriends. Never, ever take your wife or girlfriend's word for it that they don't discuss a certain topic or topics among themselves. They do. So if your wife says, if you're like, hey, can we not talk about whatever personal business this is or whatever? Oh, no, I would never do that. They're always talking to the sister or the sister-in-law or to the best friend from high school. And I just, I had a feeling that the pizza delivery drivers talk as well. And you know why? Because I've always taken care of my pizza delivery drivers. And I've noticed, because remember, I think we've established on this program, I'm fat. Not as fat as I used to be, but I am fat. And so fat people often call and have pizzas delivered.
So, but you haven't done this in a while. Because oh, you ordered, can't
no,
eat pizza.
I ordered, no. I ordered pizza and wings like a week and a half ago. But I just peel the toppings off the pizza because I'm not eating the crust. And then the wings were...
What do you eat from the pizza if you can't eat the crust or the toppings?
The cheese and the meat. Oh, you can eat the toppings.
So you just scrape the cheese and the meat and the sauce off and
eat it?
Yeah,
into a big pile. And it looks terrible. And it looks completely unhealthy. And... it's just as good as eating a slice of pizza, and you're not getting the carbs. And then the wings were within the parameters of the acceptable amount of carbohydrates for the day. So, yeah, I just ordered not too long ago. And what I've noticed is sometimes you get drivers that you've had before, and they're happy to see you. And so, hey, two and two together there, I'm putting it together in my head. Guy's either got a good memory or you get a new driver, but he's happy to see you and you're like, okay, they know.
Or you get the same guy over and over again who marks your address down and knows that you're going to tip well. I've had that before too, because I do like to give a solid tip. Do you get different people every time?
No, and you know what? The last time it was a driver that I've had before, and I would describe him, and I hope I'm not disparaging him here, as a kindly old man. Nothing warms my heart more than to see a...
Is that elitist of you to say?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I'm taking to this comment from Twitter earlier today quite well. Nothing warms my heart more than to know that in this country, a 70-year-old man still has to drive around delivering pizzas to probably keep a roof over his head. I mean, that's greatest country in the world. And so you tip well, take care of yourself, and don't slip and fall on the sidewalk out there. But if you're ordering pizza in bad weather, tip the delivery driver well.
Or in good
weather.
They don't
want to be out. You think they want to be out driving around in bad weather? No, but it's their job. Mail delivery people, I don't care what Newman on Seinfeld says, they got to be out delivering the mail. Truckers got to be out and about. Snowplow drivers, we've already talked about this. I feel like sometimes you've got to be on this program the voice of the underrepresented and the underappreciated in society. And when they're not voiceless, but you know what I'm getting at here. So, yeah. This program respects the pizza delivery driver. And we respect anybody that's out driving around in a car that has a radio and is listening to us on the radio. I mean, it's part of the gig. It's why we exist. But there are certain jobs. And I've got to admit here, I'm flabbergasted because for the last 3 minutes, I've been staring at a photo of a dog wearing a suit on the Hertin and Stocker text line, and it's amazing and it's awesome.
I just saw it.
And 0330, thank you very much for completely making my night. And Diesel is the dog.
Diesel is the name of the
Diesel
dog.
Diesel dresses for success. He's wearing a suit. Honest to God, the dog is dressed better than I was probably dressed for my last job interview. And maybe, just maybe, I've changed my complete opinion on people that dress their dogs. We also got a text from somebody earlier with regard to having to put a poncho on the dog because it was raining and it was late at night and they wanted to keep the dog dry, and the dog had to go out and do dog business. Not Diesel's dog business. Diesel looks like he's ready to sell insurance or something. I mean, he looks like a business, but the dog had to go out and do number one or number two, and so they put the dog in a Hawkeye poncho. acceptable. I'll allow it. I'll give you a pass. So we've come up now with exceptions to the rule for dressing your dogs. And if you have no idea what we're talking about, neither do we, but it goes back to hour number two of the program. You get a pass if you put the dog in an athletic jersey, but it has to have the dog's name on it, not the name of the team or the athlete.
So it has to be a personalized dog jersey.
Yes. You can dress your dog if it is a mascot. So Drake gets a pass.
Ugga.
Ugga at Georgia's, a couple people mentioned on the text line.
Tom the Tiger.
You get a pass if it's late at night and it's raining out and you don't want to deal with wet dog, put the dog in a poncho. That's fine. And then the fourth exception, yes, business attire. I am not going to tell you that you cannot dress your dog in a Calvin Klein suit. You put a pair of Gucci loafers on the dog. You dress your dog like it's some sort of stockbroker, I'll allow it. 319-366-1600-626. What does Sean and Marion want to talk about? Tipping. Okay. Sean, what's up?
Well, hey, I just wanted to chime in on the delivery, pizza delivery guy. So I used to run a couple pizza chain restaurants.
Yeah, so what do you got? Give us the inside dope here on the delivery drivers. Do they talk?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
They talk. They know who the good tippers are.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of times you try and send two or sometimes three deliveries together, they will take the good tippers first, no matter what order they come out of the oven.
Yes, I knew it.
The good tipper gets his pizza first.
Okay. Now, is there a system to keep track of this, or is this all like word of mouth?
It's all word of mouth. They, the people that do it for a living, they deliver, especially if you're a regular person every Monday night or whatever, they know who you are, or they'll make note. You give $5, they'll know, hey, this address, $5. And they will talk amongst each other, but generally they keep it to themselves because they don't want to fight over it.
Did you ever have...
The drivers would be like...
Yeah, did you ever have two drivers that fought over a delivery because they wanted to deliver to a good tipper?
Yes. And then that's generally pretty easy because you have an order, they come back in. So you have three drivers that come back, A, B, and C. A came back first. Generally, as the manager, you dispatch them, but they'll still chime into each other. This one goes with my delivery better than it goes with hers.
So there's competition. I like that. Okay.
No, Sean, did you ever hide a good tipper from your coworkers? Like, let's just say you don't want to tell your coworkers that this person is a good tipper, so every time you see that address there, you're jumping at trying to deliver to this house.
That happens until other people realize it. Yes, that does happen.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
It'll be out of the way. You might take two deliveries. One might be a little stretch. And they'll be like, you know what? Let me take this one. You know, I'll take care of it. It's out of the way. I'll take care of it.
Aha. Uh-huh. Inside stories.
As a manager, you're like, yep. You'll be like, oh, I get what you're doing now.
You know. You know. Yeah. Sean and Marion, we appreciate the phone call. Look, I got a good feeling about this. I pulled that completely out of thin air, my theory on the pizza delivery drivers, and I've pulled out of thin air that Yu Darvish is going to be a Minnesota Twin. And if those two things come to fruition, I'm buying a lottery ticket. And I'm not cutting anybody in this building in. It's the ticket is for me, my wife, and my son, nobody else, and we'll see whether or not we can ride this out. Pizza delivery theory? Check. Yu Darvish to the Twins, pending. Lottery ticket next.
Well, if you win, can I make a fake account of you saying that you're going to give $1,000 to the first 1,000 people that retweet this tweet?
Yeah, I saw that yesterday.
And then have people dumb enough to retweet
it. I saw that yesterday, and I was like, oh, yeah, the Florida lottery winner. It's a 20-year-old dude.
Yeah, he's giving it all away. Yeah,
who won the lottery, and all of a sudden this Twitter account pops up, and it's the photo from the story. And it says, hey, I'm the guy, and the first 50,000 people who like this and sign up, a.k.a. share some sort of information about yourself, yeah, I'm going to cut you in a $5,000 check. 2018.
Your social security number.
People did it. Well, the first thing, the tip-off was, it was like a YouTube link. And I was like, yeah, what are you subscribing to here? Uh-uh. Not me. I'm an elitist. I don't need $5,000 from some lottery winner. I am an elitist.
I saw that. I was confused as to why you were called labels. An elitist too. But
stop labeling people. And then what did the idiot do?
You know what,
she labeled me an elitist.
You know people what elitists do? They label people.
But yeah. Try telling her that. 6:30. You know what non-elitists do?
Big board updates?
Big board updates. Brought to you by Midwest One Bank. Midwest One, where you're the one. Here's Kyle.
The Iowa football program lost a receiver today in New Mexico grad transfer Matt Quarles. He joined the Hawkeyes shortly before the season started, never played, and will now be heading to Southern Illinois. The Iowa wrestling team made a jump in the national rankings, coming off an upset of then third-ranked Oklahoma State over the weekend, moving from number 7 to number 4. The Hawkeyes also have 6 wrestlers ranked in the top 10 at their respective weights, according to Flow Wrestling, including freshman Spencer Lee, ranked 6th, just 2 meets into his varsity career. Fresh off their first conference victory of the season, the UNI men have an in-state showdown with MVC leading Drake tonight in Cedar Falls. It's a good example of a something's gotta give matchup because Drake comes in with the league's highest scoring offense, including the league's leading scorer in Reed Timmer, while UNI has the league's lowest scoring defense. That game's gonna tip off at 7 o'clock. UNI football also got a Big Ten transfer at a position of need today. It's been reported that former Purdue running back Jack Wager is already on campus, and he's got 3 years of eligibility remaining. MLB.com released its list of the top 10 right-handed pitching prospects today, and that included Cedar Rapids Xavier graduate and Pittsburgh Pirate prospect Mitch Keller at number 6. Tonight after the show, we're going to have some boys high school action for you. Beginning at 7:30, we'll have Benton at Clear Creek Amana on 106.3 FM, the South Gym. And we'll also have Cedar Rapids Jefferson hosting Davenport Central on 107.5 FM, the North Gym, as well as 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym.
All right, before we go to break, I want to share this story from the Hurtin & Stocker text line because I do enjoy when people participate and share stories with us on the text line, and this pertains to pizza delivery drivers and people who apparently tip well. On 9925 says, one of my buddy's college roommates was a 6'6", morbidly obese redhead, tremendous description, by the way, with curly hair down to his shoulders, who ordered pizza from the same delivery place in Ames almost every night. One night, my buddy answered a knock at the door to see a delivery man with a look of giddy anticipation on his face that quickly turned to anger, and he said in an accusatory tone, "You're not the guy I wanted to see the guy," like it was his turn to see some sort of mythical being, and he was robbed of it by my friend. So the friend of a friend of a morbidly obese 6'6", red-haired, curly, pizza-loving, morbidly obese guy. And the buddy answered the door and the driver wanted to see the big fat redhead. He either tipped well or they just wanted to see him so that they could make fun of him back at the pizza place.
I bet he tipped well.
Thank you, 9925. James, no, man. Thank you for listening, especially to that. 6:33, we'll step aside, take a quick break. We come back. Your guess is as good as mine tonight. More of the Todd Brolenkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on the way after this.
Welcome back, Hawkeyes. Iowa Book's goal this week is to make your shopping easy. Iowa Book has added extra staff, extra cash registers, and is open extra hours. Save money by choosing less expensive used or rental textbooks. Iowa Book also has all your necessary school supplies and Hawkeye gear. Iowa Book is open this Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 8:30 till 9. Downtown Iowa City, across from the old Capitol since 1920.
Iowa Book! One-of-a-kind bookstore.
Because we have so many clients referring us to their friends, I think that's our biggest, best story. Hi, I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions. I really think it's about us building that relationship and being an extension of their business. And even if I am just talking on the phone to them, you can see that smile on their face and know that another problem is solved.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Okay, everybody, I've called this brainstorm because senior management says we need big ideas. So, what have you got?
Well, Dave, how about we...
No.
Okay, we can try the...
Stupid.
What if we started charging employees to use the bathroom?
I love that idea. That's what I'm talking about.
Thanks, Dad.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
When you join the Fuel Rewards program at Shell and get instant gold status, you'll save on every fill, every day.
But you'll feel like you're unanimously voted MVP, not of the league, of the earth.
With gold status, you'll save 5 cents with every gallon.
But you'll feel like you've just been handed a championship trophy made from every other championship trophy.
That's what it feels like to have gold status with the Fuel Rewards program at Shell. Download the Fuel Rewards app, join, and start saving today. Restrictions apply. Active gold status required. Introductory offer valid for 6 months after activation. Limit 20 gallons at participating Shell stations. See fuelrewards.com/gold for full details.
For many businesses, hiring is tough. You want access to highly qualified candidates fast. And you don't want to sign a long-term contract or pay upfront fees. That's why you need Indeed.com, delivering 6 times more hires than any other job site, according to independent research. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Okay, time out. You're gonna let your budget be the boss of you? Take control with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay for car insurance, and we'll help you find options that fit your budget. Here's some music to get you pumped. Da-dong-da-dong-da-dong-da-dong-dang-dang. I hear your budget laughing at you. Oh, wait, that's just those kids laughing at me. Ignore them!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When the game is on the line, you put the ball in the hands of your best player, a veteran, one who's known to perform under pressure. At Valvoline, we believe great performance comes from hands-on expertise. That's why there's Valvoline Max Life. After 75,000 miles, use Valvoline Max Life to treat the hidden signs of aging and help extend the life of your engine. Valvoline, 150 years under the hood. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts now and buy 5 quarts of Valvoline Max Life and a filter for $24.99. See store for restrictions and details.
Hey, we've been having a lot of fun jerking around here for the last hour, hour and a half. Why not come back out of the break with sad news and make everybody sad about a death in the sports world? Hey, sounds like a great idea, Todd. Well, we were during the break there, and I was catching up on things on social media and just seeing if there's anything going on. The JoJo White has passed away. And I don't know, he's from the year living in the St. Louis area, yes. So I'm assuming you know JoJo White.
One of the greatest players in the history of St. Louis basketball.
JoJo White passed away. He was the MVP, Finals MVP in 76, I think. 76 or 74. I know he was on both of the championship teams the Celtics had in the 70s. I think he was the MVP in 76. And, played at Kansas. He was on the 68 U.S. Olympic team. Played for the Celtics and the Warriors in the NBA. I think it was, he's got a good 10 years, I think, with the Celtics. And just saw that he had passed away there. And I'm too young to recall seeing him play live and in person. But I remember one of the first times that I ever saw highlight videos of him, he had a tendency to release his jump shot after he was at the peak of his jump. So he would jump
on the way down.
On his way down is when he would release the shot. Tremendous, tremendous college and NBA player. Member of the Hall of Fame, I do believe, the Naismith Hall of Fame. JoJo White reportedly has passed away. 6:39, welcome back in a January 16th edition of the program. Note, I will be off tomorrow and Alex and Kyle will be here. I don't know what's going on tomorrow. It involves something with Morgan Freeman. Who else is on the show tomorrow?
Brent Bloom will join us.
Bloom from Cyclone Fanatic, the state's resident NBA fan.
And guys, we're going to talk to Gary Rima. We're not going to have anybody to do the Gary Rima impersonation.
6 o'clock showdown. And tomorrow, as with today. As a matter of fact, right now, if you call 319-366-1600, we've got four tickets to World Championship Ice Racing. It is coming to the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena. I believe it's the 27th. I had that date in front of me yesterday. I tried to commit it to memory. I did not. But the tickets are, there's four of them. This is not human beings skating around like Anton Apollo Ono. This is, think dirt bike racing, except on ice. And with giant spikes on the tires. 319-366-1600. That's actually where James on the text line was coming with his text. My son learned a valuable lesson last night. It pays to listen to KGYM. Didn't get a chance to thank you for the tickets. So James in Ely was our winner last night. We'll find out who our winner is tonight. But tomorrow, Alex and Kyle will have another four-pack of tickets for that event. And yes, it is on the 27th, which is the same... No, it's not the same day as Woody Harrelson. I don't think.
He's the 25th, right?
He's at the IMU.
Are you going to go to that?
I thought no. I'd have to take a vacation day to do it.
And is it during the show?
It starts at 7 o'clock. Yeah. So I thought at about 4:52 tonight, I was like, oh man, if I mention Woody Harrelson coming to the IMU and the movie Kingpin, I thought I knew what direction the show was going to drift tonight. And then the dog leotard thing happened. And look,
I've seen this dog leotard.
It's
I didn't realize that it covers the legs too. It's a full body.
It looks
very uncomfortable.
Yeah. All four legs, basically the whole body. Just a little tail sticking out in the head. And yeah, this guy is probably rolling in the dough. What do you do for a living? I'm an inventor. Maybe your grandfather probably would have loved the guy. Well, I invented the Easy Bake Oven. What did you invent? It's a leotard for dogs. That's actually called the Shed Defender. Oh, the Shed Defender. Well, yeah, you'd have to tell it to somebody, but not the dog part. Like, what did you invent? The Shed Defender. Oh, is it like some sort of fencing that you put around your property so that people can't break into your equipment shed?
Nope.
No. Dogs, shedding dogs, animal hair, fur. Isn't it annoying when you get it on your couch? Yeah, I invented a leotard for your dog. I don't get it, man. People with money will spend that money on anything. My ultimate goal in life when I was younger was to get to the point where I was successful enough, where I made enough money, where I could spend money on stupid things and not feel bad about it. And I spend money on stupid things, but I don't make enough money where I don't feel bad about it. So that's where I'm at in life right now. I would love to get to that point where I could be like, oh, yeah. I know that, like, the 20-year-old guy in Florida that wins Mega Millions, he's not feeling bad if he spends his money on a rhinestone. He could buy his dog a rhinestone jumpsuit, make him look like Elvis. Not going to feel bad about it because he's got $279 million or whatever.
And he's not giving $1,000.
By the way, speaking of Elvis, makes me think of Memphis. I was watching the Food Network the other night, and they had a special on great places to eat in Memphis. Not a single one of the places that you told Iowa State fans to eat at during the Liberty Bowl showed up on the Food Network.
Well, that's the Food Network's loss.
So this is, you're like way off the beaten path. Like,
no, they're just way off the beaten path.
Okay, they don't know what they're talking
they
about.
They don't know
what
food
Alex
Network,
Kuhn is saying.
They wouldn't know good food if it bit them in the butt.
Trevor in North Liberty, I'm sensing a theme here tonight. I've been doing a show for about three listeners, and you're either winning tickets or interacting with us on the text line. And to those three people, I say thank you. Thank you for being along with us tonight. But Trevor in North Liberty is the winner of the World Championship Ice Racing tickets. I am intrigued by the concept. I said I had never heard of it, and then everybody in the building was like, oh yeah, we went to it last year. It's awesome. Well, what is it? Well, it's like dirt bikes, except they have spikes on the tires, and they ride around really fast.
It sounds incredibly entertaining and also terrifying.
What's the percentage?
I would never do that.
Yeah, what's the percentage of people that are there looking for a wreck? It's just like watching NASCAR on TV.
Probably.
I mean, there's
more
always
so.
A small segment that they're rooting for the bike and not the person on it. And I'm not saying that that's right, but the ice, I don't know. I'll file that particular hot take away. I was thinking of the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders. They got Team USA coming up. The gym class has tickets all week long, and Scott and Mark are like, yeah, they're playing Team USA, so go and root for both teams. No. Go and root for the Rough Riders. I would give the tickets to the biggest hecklers. That's how I would do it. Who wants to go heckle Team USA to be the bad guy? You got to have an Iron Sheik. You got to have Nikolai Volkov out there. Go be that guy. Be the biggest heel in the arena. Everybody roots for Team USA except for that guy down there. He's like, boo, go Rough Riders. Well, there's your opportunity.
I'm sure that there's somebody out there that heckles like the Navy and the Army football team. That person has to be our heckler for Team USA. Feel less bad about that than heckling Army, Navy, or Air Force.
I don't want... Yeah, no. Now someone's going to do it, and then it's going to come back on me, and I'm anti-American, and it's just Team USA. No, that's funny to me. It's funny to me because it doesn't matter. It's just sports.
52-32.
Sports aren't supposed to be life and death.
52-32 says that they would do it.
There you go, 52-32. You're not a real fan if you're rooting for both teams. I ain't going to a Cubs game and going, well, it's a charity event. I'm going to root for the kids in the wheelchairs that are playing the Cubs. You know, no. Okay, maybe even me. Maybe even me would make an exception for that. But any other team?
What about Team USA?
Team USA is scrimmaging the Cubs. I'm rooting for the Cubs.
Okay. Are you heckling
Team USA? Team USA is playing your brother in the Memphis Tigers. You're not.
You're
not straddling the fence and being like, well, you know.
I mean, they play Navy every year. I'm not straddling the fence on that.
See,
situation.
There you go. There you go. So if you win the Rough Riders tickets on the gym class, which they have the rest of this week, and I'm fulfilling my obligation of talking about the tickets by mentioning this. If you win the tickets, you have to cheer for the Rough Riders. You can't go and cheer for Team USA.
Yeah, because Team USA is in their league, right?
Yeah,
this is an important game.
It's the under 18, I think, USA developmental. And it was kind of controversial when they put the team in the USHL a couple years ago, and I know not everybody's a fan of it. And the goalie for Team USA was on the Riders last year, if I have my facts straight, which I do 38% of the time on this show. But because they take really good players from the other teams into the Team USA developmental system. And so lots of people aren't happy about it.
So 52-32 is saying that they have season tickets right behind the net that the opposing team defends twice per game, and you better believe that they hear that this 52-32 every week.
And yes, Drew DeRitter, who was the Rough Riders goalie last year, starts for Team USA. The Riders were not very good last year, though.
Oh, man. I went to a game last year, and
he must have been good. You can have individual players that are really good on bad teams. Andre Dawson won an MVP award in 1987, and the Cubs were terrible.
I just remember I was at a Riders game last year.
You shouldn't have won the MVP. Okay, yes. Yeah, sabermetric guy. Be quiet.
This was a microcosm of the Riders season last year, but they were on a 5-on-4 power play, and the goalie passed it directly to the defenseman on the other team, who was on a penalty kill, who shot it directly into the empty net.
That happens.
I had never seen that happen before, but I'm sure it has.
Not often, but it happens. 319-366-1600. The gym class has Rough Riders tickets against Team USA all week long. If you win it, go and root for the Rough Riders. They are the hometown team.
And they're better this year than they were last year.
Yes. Yes. And I didn't know, last week I know Jenny Valier was there. She was going to drop the ceremonial first puck. I didn't hear how that went. She is the reigning Miss Iowa USA. there's no viral video online of her slipping and falling on the, although I think they roll out like a red carpet, but I am assuming that everything went successfully. Otherwise, she would have gone viral by now. There's some good viral videos of people going out onto the ice for things like the ceremonial first puck, and then they just biff it. So we'll have to pat her on the back tonight, walking out of the studio.
Maybe what would you do if she was one of those people that went viral? Would you laugh and then feel sorry for her, or would you just feel sorry for her altogether?
Oh, I'd laugh. Look,
laugh first, apologize later.
Laugh first, apologize later. And
the immortal words of Cat Williams.
She would she'd take it all in stride, I think, knowing her well enough. But she made it through her appearance at the Riders game against Waterloo just fine. And now we're off and running. 319-366-1600. Speaking of off, I am off tomorrow. It'll be Alex and Kyle. And thank you, by the way, to whoever responded on the going rate for what you should pay for a babysitter. Apparently there are tiers. And after 9 o'clock, it's like calling the heating and air conditioning guy after hours. After 9 o'clock, the price is going to go up on you. I get that. That's good to know. I'll have to pass that information along to my wife. It's babysitting when it's somebody else. When it's a mother or a father, you are taking care of your child. Oh, you got your kid tonight. I'm not babysitting, but that will be me tomorrow night. So those of you that are going to the Colonel's Hot Stove Banquet tomorrow, have fun. And whoever purchased my ticket, because I know the event is almost sold out, enjoy the, I think it's chicken. Something. It's usually chicken at dinners like that. Everybody likes chicken, right? 651. Step aside, take a quick timeout. We come back, we'll get you a final Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the night. And then on the horizon at 7:30, it's high school basketball on all three frequencies, but not the same game. Two different games. Kyle's going to tell you all about it when we return after this.
Get out of the cold and warm up with some hot stove baseball. The Cedar Rapids Colonels will host the 22nd annual Hot Stove Banquet tomorrow at the East Bank Venue and Lounge in downtown Cedar Rapids. Enjoy dinner, a silent auction, and a special visit from the Minnesota Twins Winter Caravan, featuring former Colonels and current Twins Mitch Garver and Zach Granite, along with radio broadcaster Chris Atterbury. Tickets are $45 and all proceeds benefit the Colonels Take the Lead Community Initiative Program and the Colonels Foundation. Get your tickets now at colonels.com.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Get a head start on your career while earning money to pay for college. Log on to NationalGuard.com to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association at this station.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
Introducing McDonald's new $1-$2-$3 menu with breakfast favorites for $1, $2, or $3, like the Sausage McGriddles, Small McCafe Espresso Drinks, the Sausage McMuffin with Egg, and
a new gaming console for my son.
No, but the $1-$2-$3 menu could help you save for one. Wait, isn't your son 5 months old?
Who told you?
I just know these things.
Oh.
Build whatever meal you want with favorites on McDonald's new $1-$2-$3 menu. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
So this house is in a great neighborhood and walking distance from one of the best schools.
And what are they asking?
The asking price is only 24 years of really, really hard work.
Wow, that sounds like a lot.
Well, the house across the road just sold for a few years more.
While other insurance companies just see a house, we see the home you've worked really hard for, so why not give it the protection it deserves?
Tell you what, why don't we offer 23 years with a fast close?
We're gonna need to sleep on it.
Yeah.
State Farm. Call an agent today.
AutoZone presents the oil change. Regular oil changes protect your engine from wear and tear, helping your car roll well beyond the 100,000-mile mark. Right now, save on 5 quarts of Valvoline Advanced Synthetic or Full Synthetic High Mileage and an STP Max Life filter for $29.99 or upgrade to a K&N filter for $3 more. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Iowa plays at Rutgers tomorrow night, and then Saturday morning at 11 a.m. they've got Purdue at Carver-Hawkeye Arena. The Boilermakers are at home tonight taking on Wisconsin. And granted, Purdue is really good, and Wisconsin is not very good this year, but Purdue is rolling them right now, 39-22. Just embarrassing Wisconsin at Mackey Arena. Still looking forward to seeing Purdue up close and personal on Saturday morning at Carver-Hawkeye Arena, because it's been a while since a team that good has come to Carver-Hawkeye. We'll see whether Iowa can get past Rutgers tomorrow night first. Speaking of big games, there's a huge one about to tip off in Cedar Falls tonight. Here to tell you about it and more, our final Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the night. It's Kyle.
The Iowa football program lost a receiver today in New Mexico grad transfer Matt Quarles. He joined the Hawkeyes shortly before the season started. He never played, and now he's going to be heading to Southern Illinois. The Iowa wrestling team made a jump in the national rankings, coming off an upset of then-third-ranked Oklahoma State over the weekend, moving from number 7 to number 4. The Hawkeyes also have 6 wrestlers ranked in the top 10 at their respective weights, according to Flow Wrestling, including freshman Spencer Lee, ranked 6th, just 2 meets into his varsity career. Fresh off their first conference victory of the season, the UNI men have an in-state showdown with MVC leading Drake tonight in Cedar Falls. It's a perfect example of a something's gotta give matchup, because Drake comes in with the league's highest scoring offense, including the league's leading scorer in Reed Timmer, while UNI has the league's lowest scoring defense. The Panthers also have the worst team field goal percentage, while the Bulldogs allow the best. That game will tip off at 7 o'clock. MLB.com released its list of the top 10 right-handed pitching prospects today, and it included Cedar Rapids Xavier graduate and Pittsburgh Pirate prospect Mitch Keller at number 6. Tonight after the show, we're going to have some high school boys action for you. Beginning at 7:30, we'll have Benton at Clear Creek Amana on 106.3 FM, the South Gym. And we'll also have Cedar Rapids Jefferson hosting Davenport Central on 107.5 FM, the North Gym, as well as 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym.
Brent Bloom from CycloneFanatic.com, Gary Rima, the play-by-play voice of the UNI Panthers, and something that I don't even know about tomorrow. I'm intrigued. I hope you are as well. I am not going to be here, so it's going to be Alex and Kyle. I'll be back with you on Thursday and Friday as well. Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com. Oh, Sean Welsh, by the way, going to join us on Friday. Forgot to mention that. Enjoy your evening. You and I, Drake, who wins our poll question, KGYMRadio.com. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Well, these guys will.